Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the December edition of Windows to Your Spirit. As generally happens, Kat is running a few minutes late. We'd like to remind everyone to keep your questions calling in short and to the point. Full readings such as, you know, do I have a relationship coming this year? What do I need to do to change my life? Blah, blah, blah. Those are all full readings. There's no possible way we can properly answer that in the 2 minutes that we allot per caller here on the show. If you'd like to schedule a full reading, visit Kat at Kathleen Avino with a K, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-A, V as in Victor, I-N-O.com. And you can always find me at shyowl.net. And ta-da, she's here. Woo, less than a minute late. Good job, Kat.
Good evening, my dear.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Good. I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving.
So, we definitely did. How was yours?
Good. Nice and quiet. We had a nice time. Lovely dinner. I cooked it. That's why it was
very
lovely
good.
Dinner.
Very good. Very good. I know a lot of people complain about Thanksgiving. It's got some ugly stuff to it, but it matters what it is now, and what it is now is supposed to be a time for us to reflect on what we have to be grateful for, as is the rest of the holiday season. We have to fixate and focus on what's here now. Yes?
I think the biggest thing is that we say that we're blessed, but so many of us just truly take that for granted, the things that are blessings. And we talked about, you know, for those of you who got my newsletter, and for those of you who want my newsletter, you know, please let me know on Facebook and give me your email address, and I will send me a message through my site, and I will definitely put you on my mailing list so to make sure that every month you'll get my newsletter, which has my blog and my wonderful recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And this month's blog, I talked about blessings, but I thought about blessings that are not so obvious. And I listed 9. The first one was the ability to know failure and success. And people say, well, how could failure be a blessing? Well, if we don't know the negative, we cannot appreciate the positive. It's the ability to overcome something, and that brings us great joy. And even though we don't always overcome, the times that we do, it has much more meaning.
Yes.
The next one is the ability to love and to be loved. Now, that's pretty obvious. But for those of you who are in loving relationships, that's wonderful. But you probably appreciate them even more because I doubt if all your life you were blessed with perfect relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are still struggling to be loved, don't just look at the male or female partner love. Start appreciating the love that you have from friends and family. And people who really care about you. Don't lose sight of that being of lesser importance because you don't have a life partner.
Right.
Now, Tracy and I have talked many times about the difference between life partner and soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood has distorted the concept of soulmate. The most annoying person in your life is your strongest soulmate.
Yeah.
Because we have hundreds of soulmates. Hundreds, thousands.
Yes.
Everyone we come in contact to, we learn from, is a soulmate. A life partner is someone
ideally
who
everyone
grows
in
spirit.
Your soul group. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, you get the call, Tracy. Is he my soulmate?
Yes.
Of course he is. If he's in your life, he's your soulmate. But he's not necessarily, or she's not necessarily, your life partner. The difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the absolutely always taken for granted, know it's going to happen, the ability to feel sunshine and warm breezes. And that might sound very cliche and goofy, but it's not. There are people who can't walk, stuck in hospitals, stuck in hospice, you know, ill or locked up or whatever. They don't get to feel the sunshine. They don't get to feel the warm breezes. Freedom to walk out your house any time of day or night is something that should not be taken for granted. That level of freedom and just simple pleasure. The ability to never stop learning. I mean, that is truly a gift. People have different degrees of quote-unquote intelligence. We don't all have to be brain surgeons. We don't all have to be Rhodes Scholars. But anything simple we learn, any little task we undertake to master, we have that ability to learn. We have the ability to push ourselves and learn more than we thought we could learn. Or just keep it simple. But that is a true gift, the ability to learn. The ability to feel pain and to appreciate wellness. You know, even the most healthy of us has bashed our toe or cut our finger, and we know what pain feels like. Mm-hmm. To have absence of pain, we appreciate it. The more pain we have, the days when we don't have pain, believe me, I've lived with chronic pain since I'm 26, and I just turned 60. That's a lot of days, 365, 24/7, some degree of pain. So you bet your ass on a day that I don't have a lot of pain, that's a good day, and I appreciate mm-hmm. that day. So for all of you in chronic pain, enjoy those days where you don't have it as bad, or if your medication is working and you get pain-free for a day or two. This is really a gift, a true gift, to know wellness, especially those of you who beat something, whether it be cancer or some other disease or a malfunction of the body, and you've overcome it, rejoice. Appreciate it.
Yes.
The ability
exactly.
to solve
so
a problem.
Prosperity, too, yes. Prosperity.
Absolutely.
People
it is
doing
an old
focuses for if someone buys you lunch, that's prosperity, yes.
All these things are abundance and prosperity. The ability to solve a problem. You know, solving a problem is a little bit different from learning. You know, when we solve the problem, we've learned something. We've overcome something. But the ability to solve that problem, you know, to be faced with something and have the ability for our brains to function in a way that we can solve things, that we can fix things that are within our power to fix. The ability
exactly.
to pursue a dream. Okay, the ability to pursue dreams. We don't always get all our dreams, but we have the ability to try. And alone, that is a blessing. So you see, this isn't all about success and achievement. It's about appreciating the ability to even attempt the process. So we start looking at life a little bit differently. We may, through this process, have less frustration in our lives, less of a sense of failure. You don't have to achieve everything. But the process also has value and is part of our blessings, our abilities as human beings. And last but not least, the most important one, the ability to eat chocolate. Life would not be complete with the ability not to taste and savor bonbons. These are simple pleasures, but they are pleasures and they are gifts and they are wonderful. And that's what makes life worth living, the little stuff, the walking outside, the thinking, the solving, the achieving, the dreaming. These are just as important as hitting lotto, as getting married, buying the perfect person, buying the perfect job. All those things wouldn't happen if we didn't have these abilities. So we can appreciate the abilities. and it'll give life a little bit more meaning and recognize the fact that it's not what you don't have. It's what you have and what you use that have to get what you want. So remember your abilities. We all have them. And that includes psychic abilities. Pay attention to your little voice. Pay attention to your intuition. 90% of the time, you smack yourself in the head and you say, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Or I wish I had done it. Trust that voice. We all have it. And it does work. And it's there to protect us and help us. Trust your own instincts. The ability to intuit, the ability to realize that there is a lot more going on around us than we realize, and tap into it. So I hope that helps. Like I said, if you want my blog, my newsletter, my recipes, all my goodies, just KathleenAvino.com. Shoot me an email, KathleenAvino@gmail.com. Say you want to go on the mailing list. And I'll make it happen. So, how are we fixed for callers, my dear?
Well, we have a couple of people who've been here for well over 20 minutes. So let's pop in area code 845. Hi, can you get your first name?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can we have your first name, please?
Lena from New York.
Hello, Lena from New York, my hometown. How can we help you?
Yes, my daughter got a project, they want to finish. I don't know if she got it finished the way it is, or they got to continue working with Charlie.
Sweetie, I'm sorry, but I'm not understanding you. Tracy, did you get that?
No.
I said, my daughter got a project to finish.
Well, your daughter has a project?
Right, to finish.
Okay.
So, if she don't know if she got to finish it the way it is, or got to work it with Charlie.
Okay, she's going to work it with, what was the last word, I'm sorry?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah. She got to work it with
Charlie.
One of the partners, you know.
Oh, her partner?
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
Okay, so Charlie and your daughter. What's your daughter's first name?
My daughter is Catherine.
Catherine, okay. So Catherine and Charlie are working on a project, and she wants to know if she's going to finish it?
Finish it now the way it is, or next one to work with Charlie.
Okay, I'm trying to understand. I wish my Italian was better,
Lena.
Is
she going to finish it, or is she going to have Charlie's help? I think she'll get it on her own.
I get a yes.
Yeah.
I feel that she'll be able to do it on her own. Que ha finito a solo.
Finishing it, no, right. And then because you want to take a child or no?
No. Non a serio a Charlie.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
All right, Benegra.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
You bless. You're
better if she's able to finish it by herself.
All right.
Every so often, my Italian, which is really crappy, comes in.
It does. You know, but it was enough to count. All right.
Hello?
Area code 805. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is I'm Donna. Hi.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm working with this woman one day a week as a companion. It's an easy job. You know, you go to the movies and just, you know, watch TV, stuff like that. I have to spend the night for free because that's part of the deal. You know, she'll pay me for the 9 hours, but then I have to spend the night there. But do you see her giving me any more hours or days, or do you see me finding some more part-time work in home health care?
I feel like she may give you one more day, hon, but I see multiple people. So I feel like you will be building this up where I get possibly a total of four, either 4 days or four people.
So one other girl. My friend works the other 6 days. My friend does.
Okay, but I feel like you're going to do 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to build up with more clients. You're going to have more people.
Oh, with more clients. Oh, with other clients.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I see multiple people, multiple energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. So will that come about pretty soon, do you think, or?
I would say over the next 3 months, I get a three. I know it's not 3 weeks.
Okay. Over the next 3 months.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Good luck, honey.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, and we'll get area code 303. Can we have your name?
Oh, yes. Hi, my name is Allie. Thanks for taking my call. My question I'm needing to relocate locally into another room share situation, preferably by the end of this month. Do you see that this will be doable? With all of the particular obstacles that come with it locally.
So in order for you to pull it off before the end of the month, you have to be at this like every day.
Yes, I am.
I mean, you have to make this like you're breathing and sleeping. because I feel like you're going to have to be very careful. Be very careful. Don't just jump into the first or second opportunity.
No.
Really take the time to, you know, figure out what's best for you. You know, I feel like it's doable if you really go at it with a vengeance, but with caution.
Oh, of course.
Because if you rush into it, my guides are showing me that you're going to have to move again because it won't work.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a temporary situation, not, you know, maybe only 2 or 3 months. I'm not looking for a long stay at this next location.
Okay, then, but still, you don't want to be miserable for 3 months.
No, of course, I'm very, very careful.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's more about personality. I'm not worried about you being in danger, thank God. It's more about personality. Ask the right questions in terms of compatibility. Make sure that, this is going to sound weird to you, because even though it's only 3 months, make sure your value systems are the same. Most people don't get along, not because of personality, but because of what's important to them. So figure out what's really important to you and make sure that's your match.
Of course.
You know, if it's like cleanliness or privacy or whatever your thing is,
of course. Yes.
Make a little list and make sure that person is on the same page with you.
Of course, I've done this 1,000 times, so I know the drill. The main concern here is availability.
Well, I feel like there is opportunity out there. I'm not seeing no opportunity. I'm just saying that it's going to be tight. You don't have a million choices. That's my point.
Okay, thanks. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're going to do it.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck.
I'm sorry?
I feel like you're going to do it, so good luck.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, we have no waiting, and we've got a few minutes left if there's anybody listening that wants to pop in. I know we're getting ready for the holidays here. You getting ready? Ready? You've got your party.
I'm a good girl. I have all my Christmas presents are bought.
Nice.
I'm just waiting for the nice little UPS truck and the FedEx truck to pull up and drop them off at the house. I did Christmas shopping the easy way.
Yes.
You don't leave the sofa.
That's
way
to
shop Christmas
these days.
Yes, and I got some good deals on Cyber Monday. So it was actually pretty good. The only thing is I've got an MIA lamp. It seems to have a lamp that has disappeared. According to FedEx, they delivered my lamp, but it did not make it to the front door. So we have an MIA lamp that FedEx is trying to track down. That's the only casualty so far in my package deliveries. And the sad part is it's my lamp, which is good. I mean, I guess the Christmas present, you don't want to lose Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
So
I never
figure out
talked
where
to
my land
very
is.
Last minute, so. You
know. I know you're guilty of last minute. I know we go through this with you every year. Tracy, you done yet?
Yeah, like
no.
Christmas Eve
it's
shopping.
It's like Christmas Eve. Tracy, you done yet? No.
I like the challenge of the last minute shopping.
No, I'm too old for the last minute shopping. No. Usually I'm done by the 1st of November. I have a little shelf, and basically I buy Christmas presents all year long, and they go on the shelf because I used to hide them, and then I would forget where I put them. Now, you buy a Christmas present in July, and you hide it, and then you forget where you put it in like a year, like the next August. You're like, holy
crap.
Yeah,
but eventually all your
Christmas
shopping is done for a few years, yeah?
That's true, because, you know, presents pop up out of nowhere. But this year I was smart. I cleared off a shelf. What a good girl. I'm getting old and anal about putting things and not losing them. So now they're all in one little shelf, in a neat little shelf, and all the presents just get shoved in there.
Okay.
So I don't lose them. Losing Christmas presents.
Well, that's brilliant.
It
does.
Well, then you wind up spending more money. Because then you
that's
can't find the Christmas present you bought in July. And now you have to run out and buy another one, which sucks.
See, that's why I don't shop in July. Wait till December 24th.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have the shelf now. The magic shelf. We don't lose the Christmas presents anymore.
Yeah. I'm guilty
all the
for
travel
getting
I've
stuff
been blessed
over.
To this year. Yeah. Well, traveling also helps
the closet.
Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you get neat presents and you just save them.
We have a caller, my dear.
Let's pop her in. Oh, okay. So you can stop babbling.
That's all right. Area code 760. Can we get your name?
Hi, it's Gigi.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Gigi.
Gigi.
Gigi. Gigi.
Yeah.
How can we help you, hon?
So I was calling if you could pick up on career direction for me. I'm at the point where I'm wanting to make more money and do something that's really fulfilling. Do you get anything on that?
That's all? Yeah.
That's kind of a full reading right there.
I know.
But,
I'm not asking for
that's
much.
That's all? Well, this is the part you're not going to like. But my guys are saying the only way that's going to happen is through additional training or education. Because I feel like you've kind of plateaued, and that's why you're frustrated. So either we're talking a major change of direction here, which is definitely a possibility, but they're showing me books on. So you're going to have to invest in yourself for your dream to come true. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying that's the step that's got to happen first to get the more money, to get something that means something more. It's about you focusing on what you're passionate about.
Do you pick up anything about that?
Well, the only thing I do get is, I get two things. One thing I'm getting is numbers. Something with numbers. And the other thing I'm getting is something where it's a lot more involved, which is actually working with people in problem solving. So that's an interesting combination.
I have a weird question, if you don't mind. Do you like to bake?
Not really.
No, I'm not getting baking, Tracy. I'm getting either
they keep throwing
working with numbers or helping people.
Yeah.
Sweetie, have you ever thought about like, what do they call that? People who help people with their finances?
People helping people with their finances?
Yeah, like what the hell is that called?
Financial
like a money
advice.
Manager. Like a money manager or a, you know, like a personal investment person.
Yeah, no, I don't really resonate with that world so much.
I'm not talking about banking, sweetie. I'm not talking about banking.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's about helping people because I'm not seeing, you know, the typical nursing or anything like that. It's outside the box. Because I get the helping part. You know, I get the helping part, helping people to succeed. I mean, the only other thing would be like life coach.
How about numerology?
Well, I get numbers. That's the first thing I got, honey, was numbers.
I know. I was going to ask you that, and but you moved to the financial.
Well, because I don't see you. I feel like the numerology would be more of a hobby.
Very difficult.
Yeah, like more like a supplement than a career, total career move. That would take you several years to build up a clientele enough to support yourself.
Well,
right.
I was just looking. I read a blog earlier today. That had these little agate cookies on it, right? So that's why I asked about baking, because they keep throwing these agate things at me. Have you considered a geology?
No.
No, I mean, I need to be
cookie,
a pain in the...
cookie, I understand, but these cookie geo-looking things
numbers,
that you have to...
Numbers. I see numbers all around her. So you're obviously, you're passionate and interested in numerology. That's where the numbers came from. But I feel like you can take that love of numbers, put it into something very lucrative besides just the numerology.
So would that be working for myself or for a company?
No, you could actually start with a company and then go on your own. And that might be the books I'm seeing, meaning train with a company like an investment company, learn it, and then get your own private client. And it's very lucrative. And your sense of numbers, you have a natural sense of numbers. You can see numbers. So it's like the stock market about trends. That's not just math, honey. That's intuitive.
Right.
You know, I had a girlfriend who did commodities, and she created her own little system where she could see patterns, and she was incredibly successful.
I think you're picking up on my brother. No, kidding. He actually works for the SEC.
Well, but I feel like there's a shared grant. There's something, sweetheart. You may not realize it because I got the numbers clearly. And to take that ability that you natural curiosity and natural ability that I don't even think you're aware of. The curiosity is there, but I don't think you understand the depth of the natural talent you have for numbers. And you could apply that.
There's a job that I saw working for a very prominent new thought leader in health. And she's looking for an executive assistant, and I used to do, I come from that arena. And I wondered if that was where I should go. That might be to apply for that job.
And what is she doing again? I'm sorry, she does a health newsletter?
She's a new thought leader in health. So she's all over the place, for alternative health work, holistic health. So her name is J.J. Virgin. She's written several books. She's very, very prominent in that, the holistic health field.
Well, I would go for it. And then, the interest in numerology can lend itself to her, to her wide arena. But I'm telling you, money-wise, don't discount what I'm saying on the big picture.
Mm.
You might be surprised. I mean, even if you did that as a sideline, starting to research and learn the market, learn investment, learn numbers, learn trends, it's very interesting, and the numbers are all over you. They're like numbers flying all over you.
I believe you. I just don't vibe with the whole marketing and delving into.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't approach it. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Do not approach it in a traditional way.
Yeah.
Trust your own intuitive abilities and connection with numbers to see how successful you could be from a different approach.
Okay,
I can only tell you what they're telling me on.
Yeah, so take the traditional training for it, though?
Take the traditional training because The way that we excel in terms of thinking outside the box is to first understand the box.
Right.
Because once we understand the box, we can step back and see what doesn't work.
Yeah, very true.
So I see the books, I see the numbers, and I see the money.
Okay.
So, you know, it's something to think about. Hey, you take one class, see if you take to it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea.
Yep,
I like it. They've kicked us out. They've kicked us off of the radio. We're out of time.
Well, I hope that was a help, honey. I wish you the very best, and do let us know how you make out.
Okay, will do, Kat. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Be well.
You too. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too. So in closing, I want to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever your float your boat in terms of celebration of life, we hope you have a blessed and healthy time. And Tracy, you know I love you, and I only wish you the very best. And we'll definitely be in touch. And we'll see each other, you know, in January. We'll be back on the air in January. Thank you, Tracy, for the help.